Former mayor of Washington, D.C., Marion Barry Jr. is one of U.S. history's most flamboyant and complicated political figures. His death at the weekend left a legacy of taking on the federal government itself to gain more autonomy for the mostly black national capital. Washington correspondent and longtime D.C. resident Todd Zwillick sorts out the unarguable historical legacy from the personality flaws in this remembrance.
I'm the best mayor we ever had. Out of all the mayors, I'm the best one. It's an honor for me to get that kind of title.
Marion Barry was first elected mayor of D.C. in 1978, and he was a reform candidate. D.C. government was a bureaucratic mess. Crime was high, and so was unemployment, and Barry ran on fixing it. And he won easily, mostly because of strong support among police and firefighters and D.C.'s wealthy white minority. And that was an unlikely constituency for Barry. In 1960, he was on his way to getting a Ph.D. in chemistry at Fisk College in Nashville when he got a little sidetracked. Barry was one of the founding members of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and was its first chairman. The organization would soon go on to lead historic civil rights marches in southern cities, including Selma, Alabama. Barry won a seat on the D.C. City Council in 1974, and at that time was known for traditional African clothing and confrontational rhetoric. 4 years later, he was elected mayor. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall did the swearing in, and within a year, started the Summer Youth Employment Program. It's still in operation today, and it is definitely the most durable part of Barry's political legacy.
When I was 14, I got my first summer job. Yep, underneath of Marion Barry.
My first summer job, cleaning up. Yes, sir.
Job.
Yes, yes. I remember. Yes.
Marion Barry was married 4 times, and talk of his personal life outside of those marriages followed him. In January 1990, Barry went to visit a sometime girlfriend named Rashida Moore at the Vista International Hotel. Moore also got nearly $200,000 of city money to run a youth program. While in the room, Barry picked up a crack pipe and smoked it. It was an FBI sting, and Moore was in on it. Barry went to prison for 6 months on a separate drug charge. He was never convicted of any crime from the now infamous Vista Hotel sting. He also went through drug rehab, but it made Barry and the district voters who had elected him 3 times a laughingstock. And then the return. In 1994, Barry ran for mayor a 4th time on a platform of recovery, both his and the city's. And right on cue, the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and the Republican Congress cracked down. They used their power over the district to take nearly all of Barry's power away. City decisions and finances were put in the hands of a control board, and it was obvious. Home rule, as it's called in D.C., would never be returned as long as Marion Barry was mayor. But in D.C., he never lost the title. Mayor for life, the local papers called him, even during his 12 more years on the D.C. City Council. But did locals resent Barry? Sometimes. People rolled their eyes and sighed every time he got in trouble for a little bit of drugs or a little bit of sex. And no matter how many times he got into trouble, people were convinced that he cared.
I knew this. I was served as an inspiration for those who were going through all kinds of things. Whether it was a bad marriage, whether it was a divorce, whether it's finances, whether it's drug and alcohol, whatever storm they're going through, they can learn from me.
In his final years, Marion Barry suffered various health problems, but it never stopped him. Here he is 2 years ago, turning 76, celebrating with patrons at a local bar here in D.C.
If you see my baby, please send her back home to me.
Marion Barry, the old protester, turned out to personify D.C.'s protest. Protest against the national media, or commentators from New York, or members of Congress from Texas. Marion Barry is one of us, D.C. said, and you're not.
I encourage people to be eagles. You know, fly high. Be successful. Dream big. Plan big. And then implement your dreams.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.